Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you humbly, respectfully, and just grateful. God, we are grateful that you have allowed us to see the end of 2022. We made it through. And I believe that we have come out of this year stronger, that we have come out of this year wiser, that we have come out of this year with fresh revelation to be transformed into the person that you've always predestined for us to be. God, we do not take this life for granted. We are grateful. And so, God, I pray over my readers right now. God, I pray that their 2023 will blow their mind. And I know every year we hear it, we're in expectation. But God, I release my faith for theirs. Use my faith on their behalf. God, I pray that you just release the mantle of faith over us right now. That we increase in that area. That it is according to our faith how we dominate in 2023. So I believe that every person who is reading this blog, encountering this blog, is a water walker. That their faith moves mountains. That when they speak a thing, that they will see a thing. That when they say something, it will happen. And so, God, we thank you that you make us mindful of our words. That we only say and do what you have us to say and do. God, I thank you for renewed mindsets. God, I thank you that as we leap over into 2023, that we remove and leave behind all of the dead weight, all of the dead relationships, all of the stinking thinking, everything that was not like you, anything that was trying to cut off our air supply, God, we release it now in the name of Jesus and we lay it at your feet at the altar. God, we honor you and we thank you for the new. We thank you for the now and we thank you for the next. God, I decree and declare that the person reading this blog will never live below the level that you have called them again. But it is only up from here. That they will be who you've called them to be. That they will say and do what you have called them to. That they are qualified because they are called. God, we release the opinions of others because your opinion is the only one that matters. No longer will we wrestle with fear of what other people are thinking, but we'll focus in on what it is that you have to say, God. And so, God, we honor you for what it is that you're doing in our lives, and we give you glory. And we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.